The Burt Show.
Let's get Paul on here because sometimes you just need to hear the truth, you know?
Okay.
And,
right.
He's going to be on The Voice Disguiser, and I've read over his email a couple of different times. And my feeling on it is he knows in his gut what's going on. I mean, I guess it's going to get a little serious here, but he knows what's going on. But you know when you're just so in love with somebody, you just want to make it work so badly that logic just doesn't sink in? And I kind of think that's where Paul's at here. So it may be time for a little tough love. Hey, Paul, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's up with you guys?
Oh, hey, dude, I read your email, man. It takes so many twists and so many turns that I'm not sure how to streamline this thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem that I've had, too. This is one of the craziest relationship stories that you guys have probably ever heard. I know it's one of the craziest ones I've ever heard, and I'm in the middle of it. You know, you're exactly right. It's definitely an ex. I definitely know what's going on, but, I mean, to the left, the last communication I had from her, she is still just straight up lying to my face. I've caught her in so many different things. It is crazy. And, you know, the email that I got sent you guys was long and rambly, and that's how, you know, this has been going over the last 15 months. But the gist of it is we met online. She lives about 3 hours away. That might explain how some of this is able to take place.
Okay.
But she lives about 3 hours away. We talked for about 2 months. She ended up getting pregnant, told me it was mine. Made me believe the entire time that this baby was mine. On Christmas, the baby was due on February 4th. On Christmas, at some point she had decided to be with somebody else. She was with this other guy at Christmas time. She supposedly delivered our child, stillborn, in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Sorry.
So that's what she told me. I have not seen any paperwork for this. After this happened, she decided she didn't want to be with other guy, and she was going to try things with me again. And, you know, she quit her job. She's accepted another job in Detroit, this and that, supposedly. Well, eventually she just decided she didn't want to talk to me anymore. I still hadn't seen any paperwork for this baby. She still claims that it was mine that she was carrying and this and that. Her phone accidentally called me one day from Detroit, and I hear a baby on the other end. On the other end.
Accidentally called you.
Yes, accidentally called me. Now, I guess one other time in the relationship, her phone had accidentally called me while she was doing the hibbity-dibbity with somebody else. It's crazy. But anyway, I hear the baby on the other end of the phone. I ask her about it, and she says, "What are you talking about?" I said, "The baby that's in the room with you, whose is that?" "Oh, it's a friend's." "Well, who?" "No one you know." She refused to tell me anything about this baby. Now, this was on May 24th. And I finally find out the baby is 5 months old. She, and her name is Jocelyn. And that is the name that I was pushing for our baby before we decided on calling it Joy.
Whoa, okay.
But she doesn't think that's weird. She actually says, "Well, I don't even remember you suggesting the name Jocelyn." Well, so then, in a subsequent conversation that we were having, I asked her how the baby was doing, how her mom was doing. Her mom supposedly has cancer. And, you know, everything was fine. I had found out on Facebook from some of my own sleuthing that she was supposedly getting married to the father of the children she already has. And when I asked her about that, she told me I was crazy. She's like, "You know, what are you talking about? Nope, somebody must have made that registry page up. It's not me. We're not getting married. You're crazy."
Whoa.
Fast forward to the day before Father's Day, June 19th, her friend calls me up that Saturday evening, and she's like, "Hey, I really expected to see you today." And I said, "Okay, where?" And she goes, at so-and-so's wedding. She got married today.
Oh,
and I
Noah.
Said, "To who?" "Well, the kid's father." And I said, "Okay, well, I asked her about that 3 weeks ago, and she told me I was crazy." There's been one email communication between me and her since then, and she is still telling me I'm the one who looks stupid.
Paul, let's put the brakes on this for a second.
Stop.
Here. Well, I mean, because we've got so much information, but it all points in one direction, man. What the hell are you doing?
Why do you want to be a part of this woman's life?
Yeah, why are you?
I know I don't want to be a part of this woman's life.
Then don't.
The entire time she has been telling me she would have no reason to lie to me about anything. And see, that's what annoys me the most is that's the one biggest lie that she told me.
But you know, hey, look, Paul, if you're my best friend, let's forget that we just met on the radio, okay? If you're my best friend, I'm telling you to shut up. I'm like, dude, I mean, she's hurt you so many different times that at this point, now it's not her fault. Now it's your fault. And because you are opening yourself up time and time again, and she's proven to you for years now or whatever what she is, and you're refusing to look at it. So,
well, but at this point, and this is what I keep telling all my friends, because all my friends are saying the exact same thing you are. At this point, I want to know the absolute truth about that baby.
Why?
That's what I was going to ask you. Well, he wants to know if it's his.
Because it could be his.
She swore up and down that that was my baby. And if it is my baby and she has it, because I actually think she is keeping this baby a secret from the guy that she just got married to. The friend that I talked to supposedly is one of her best friends. She had no idea that she was ever pregnant. When I talked to her on the phone after the wedding, her friend had no clue that she was pregnant at all the last year.
At 1-877-588-BERT, 1-877-588-2378.
I understand, Paul, your need to know if you're the father of the baby, but are you strong enough to be the father of that baby without having to be involved with her? Because you don't sound like you've got to let her go because she is toxic, and you're not going to fix the situation. I think the one reason that people stay in these dysfunctional relationships is because they think that they're going to fix it somehow, or there's something, they're spinning this. Whatever is bothering you in your mind, you become obsessive about it, and it's not worth it. You got to let her go, get a paternity test, and be done.
Well, right. And there was a point where I did think I could fix it, and I'm beyond that now. Actually, a week before the wedding, and this was before I knew about the wedding, she was supposedly going to be in town to provide that paperwork for me that she claims she has that proves our baby was stillborn. And when it came time for me to almost go see her, she bailed on it, by the way, because I don't think there's any paperwork to give me. But when it came down to me almost going to meet her, I really felt like I was going to get sick if I did actually go see her. So, I mean, I'm over her.
No, you're not, Paul.
Can you force somebody into taking, like, a paternity test?
Can you get a court order?
That's just it. I don't think so. When she's refusing to even tell me anything about this baby, I don't know what legal standing I have if she's refusing to admit that she even has a baby that's hers.
She don't even want you in the baby's life. This is going to be...
But what happens, let's say, down the road, this ends up being his baby, and he just wants to know if it's his baby, and she comes in, asks for child support, and why haven't you paid this, why haven't you paid this, and ends up suing him in the long run.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's because she sounds like a crazy
girl. But if you have a baby out there, you want to know if you have a kid.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact you want to know if it's hers.
This can go in... No, oh, go ahead.
The other way I can see this going is I can see that she already knew she was pregnant by someone else when we were together the first time, and she saw an opportunity to use me to get things that she needed because of the feelings that I had for her.
I
did fall in love with her. This is the first person that I've ever really fallen in love with, and she knew that.
Here is Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I was just going to tell Paul that I have been in this situation before. I've gone back to a relationship that obviously wasn't working time and time again, and I really think that he should just leave it alone, because that's the best thing.
But these guys are also saying that, you have to honor the fact that he wants to know if he has a baby in this world and do his part.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about that is you can be a part of the baby's life without being in a relationship with this girl. It happens all the time.
But not if you don't know if it's the baby, if it's yours or not.
Well, and I think, Paul, and we talked about how this will be about tough love. Now, Paul, your over-explanation of everything indicates that you still have feelings for this woman.
Definitely.
That is absolute truth. You can say all you want that you used to be in love with her, that you used to love her, but honey, I'm telling you, it is clear as day to Burt Show listeners that you still have feelings for her because, go ahead.
She's your dating antichrist.
Yes, she is.
And
here we go.
Right. When I first approached you guys, I said, I don't know where this fits in. Is it dating antichrist? Is it stepping into psycho? Is it, where exactly does it fit? And yes, I see her as my dating antichrist.
Yes.
But like I said, it's not so much that I want to be with her. It's just that the things that she told me and the way that she behaved are so far apart. Which one of it is true? The things that you told
Paul,
me?
I'm going to take heat on this. I got to be honest with you. And I understand what you guys are saying about your place in honoring having a kid. I'd let the whole situation go. I seriously would let the whole situation go. It'll play out over the years.
Because eventually you
But what if you had a kid out there that you didn't know and you couldn't be a part of? And if this woman is this crazy with all of her friends and current guys, I mean, it sounds like she's going to be like that all the time. Wouldn't it be best if he knew it was his kid? And if he wanted to raise a normal kid, he could get custody of the kid.
He's going
to
make his life a living hell. My
feeling is
that... isn't there a responsibility to be a parent?
If that's what he's doing, but I have a feeling that Paul is hoping this is his kid because it connects him to the woman.
No.
Come on, Paul.
Seriously. Through this situation, because of the way that things were working, I actually started hoping that maybe this wasn't my kid. And when the stillbirth happened, you know, as much as it hurts to say this, I was extremely excited about having this child, but when she told me that it was stillborn, I told myself, you know what, this is probably the best thing that could have happened given the situation.
How could you not be relieved?
I was relieved that this is the way that it played out.
Then you should have.
Everything changed when I heard that baby on the other end of the phone.
That's honorable. Hey, Andrew, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey.
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 Hey. What's up?
What up? What's going on? What's up, man?
He has no baby. He's been yanking his chain. She's just got him hooked enough to kind of pull his strength all along, and she didn't have a baby in the first place.
A lot of dudes are calling up to say that there is no baby, that she's just stringing you along.
I think there most certainly is a baby. I think she was stringing me along for the entire time. And like I said, I want to find out what the truth is about the baby. Is the baby that I heard on the phone hers, that she was carrying around, that she claimed was mine, and she can just come clean and say, no, it's not yours?
Well, then there's your answer. I mean, then we just spent 10 minutes and you just fleshed out your answer then, because you really want to find out if that baby's yours. There are legal ways to do that, so do it.
And that's what I'm looking for. I just want to find out if that baby's mine. If it's not, then good riddance to her, and karma will get her in the end. I know it will.
Here's Amy. Good morning, Amy. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Morning.
That's exactly the point that I wanted to make. If he's truly, truly interested, if this baby was actually born and had passed away, all of those records are a matter of public information. He knows the county and the mother's name, and obviously he knows what the baby's name may be. He can look all that information up or request that information, and it will be confirmed for him.
Amy, can you point us in the right direction? So what's the first call he makes today, or what website does he go today to start finding that out?
He can go to any government. Let's see. If he said the baby was born in, what, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll go to the Texas state government website, and he can look up. He can actually just Google birth records for Texas. And it will take him right to the place that he needs to go, because those are big, popular websites.
Producer Tracy just instant messaged me also and told me that Blue Dog was listening. That's the place that we use for investigations, and they're going to jump on this for you also.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so they'll get some answers.
And that's
for
probably
it.
Best, because you need to be apart from this Antichrist.
Right.
You need to let it go, Paul.
And I've actually tried to do some of that myself, and I seem to have come into stumble blocks, you know, where it's just I get to a point where I need other information, and I don't know if I should go ahead and do that, because like I said, I didn't know what my legal standing was at this particular point in time.
Give us a couple of days. Like I just said, Blue Dog was listening, and they're going to take the case, and they're going to help you out with it. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you in touch with them, and they'll do some of this research for you also.
Sounds good.
All right. My hope is that it's not your baby.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to.
What, Melissa?
Paul needs to let her go. He's trying to talk himself into feeling what he wants to feel. He wants to feel like he doesn't want it to be his baby, and he wants to feel like he's not in love with her anymore.
So this is what we call dating Antichrist right here. This is the person that you know is not good for you.
Yes.
They torture you in so many different ways, but you can't pull away. You know it's not good for you, but there's this gravitational pull, and you can't get out of the relationship. And inevitably, they end when she or he does something so many times that you're just numb to it, but he's not there yet.
No, he's still not in there.
Yeah, he's totally in it.
Here, Burt Show.